Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And check out the new How to Do Everything podcast from the producers of Wait Wait. This week, a fun way to get quarterback Donovan McNabb to promote your band. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Ashley from Lake Mary, Florida.
Hey, Ashley, how are you?
I'm fabulous. Thanks for asking.
Well, what do you do there in Lake Mary, Florida?
Now I am a high school teacher.
You are?
I am.
And what subject do you teach?
I teach American history.
Can I hear you say something tragic about America? Like, tell me, for example, about the Battle of Shiloh.
Why? Like, are you making fun of my voice? Is that what we're getting at?
Ashley, you sound so cheerful.
Well, thanks.
Ashley, yeah. Welcome to the show.
All right.
Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly and two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
I'm so ready.
Here you go. Here's your first limerick.
Secret Service could sleep in a tent, but Biden's a Delaware gent. His yard has a hut. They'll sleep in there, but the VP is charging some...
rent.
Yes! A beautiful cottage close to public transportation, not far from D.C. Sounds perfect. What's the catch? Oh, dear God, my landlord is Joe Biden. According to the New York Times, the vice president rents a cottage on his Delaware property to his Secret Service detail. It's an odd arrangement, but it's handy because the Secret Service guys can always keep the vice president in sight and pretend not to be home when he wanders over to talk about his first apartment in Scranton. All right, here is your next limerick.
Polar bears sit back and fry fish, and like leprechauns, they will grant my wish. They like to pick fights and make music all night. That's 'cause the bear's background is...
Swedish? I don't know.
Well, you're close.
It's a nationality.
Yeah, I got that much. Thanks.
Ashley, I'm not getting it.
I don't
it.
Have it either.
It's a nationality that rhymes with my fish.
The word leprechaun came into it, I see.
Oh, Irish!
Irish,
okay.
Yes, Irish.
All right.
Recent DNA samples show polar bears are descended from a single mother brown bear that lived in Ireland some 20 to 50,000 years ago. Scientists say this extraordinary discovery helps explain so much about the great white bears of the north. For example, their love of Guinness and why they hesitate just for a moment before mauling a leprechaun. All right, here's your last limerick. Let's hear this one.
As I get in line for my jet, I'm identified as a big threat. The stain in my pits has the monitors lit. The scanner has noticed my...
Let's hear the whole thing again.
As I get in line for my jet... I'm identified as a big threat. The stain in my pits has the monitors lit. The scanner has noticed my...
sweat.
Yes, indeed. Woo! Very good. Yes. Australia is trying out some new full-body scanners in their airports, and apparently sweaty armpits trigger their alarm. They're calling it a malfunction, but couldn't a particularly stinky passenger take over a plane? This is a hijacking. Everybody put your hands over your head, or I will put my hands above my head. Carl, how did Ashley do in our quiz?
Ashley did all right, Peter. She had three correct answers, so Ashley, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations, Ashley. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank y'all. Take care.